What's the halacha if tzedakah is collected for one purpose and the gaboyim feel that there's a necessity to switch it around and change the recipient of the tzedakah that was donated? Is it mutter to change the purpose of the tzedakah or not? So we're going to have to take a look at a couple of gemaras that seem to give us a mashmois when it comes to this shiloh. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Chesom and Beis, tells us as follows. Tamchoi b'chol yoim. Tamchoi was the type of communal charity that was given out and distributed each day to aniyim who didn't have food for that day, for the next day. That was the purpose of a tamchoi. And kupa, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Money that's donated to the kupa was distributed once a week, from Friday to Friday. And therefore, if you had a aniyim who had food for a few days but needed additional money for the rest of the week, so they would get from the kupa rather than the tamchoi. The Gemara then goes on to quote this braisa that says, "V'rishon b'nei ha'ir lasas kupa tamchoi v'tamchoi kupa." The b'nei ha'ir, the officials in the city, are allowed to change the kupa and make it into a tamchoi and vice versa. Ulishanoisa l'chol mashiyirtzu. Now this is the key line over here. The braisa says ulishanoisa l'chol mashiyirtzu, that the b'nei ha'ir are allowed to be mishane the money of tzedakah to any purpose that they feel is necessary. They're allowed to change the recipient of the tzedakah that they donate. Even though it was donated for one purpose, for let's say a tamchoi, you're allowed to change it around and instead give the money to a different purpose. So this Gemara is clearly saying, Baba Basra, that if you have money that was collected for aniyim, it was either given to the kupa or for the tamchoi, the halach is, it's mutar l'shanoisa, the b'nei ha'ir are allowed to divert the money l'chol ma sheyirtzu. Now there's an important machlekes rishonim afenard as to what the shinoi entails. What type of shinoi are we saying is mutter when money is collected for the aniyim? So the shita of the Rimi Gash is, and the Torah brings this down in Hilchas Tzedakah, that the Gemara, when it says that you're allowed to be mishane, money that was donated to Tzedakah to other types of benefits that people will have, says the Rimigash, it only refers to different tzrachim of the aniyim. In other words, avad, you can't change the recipient entirely. Rather, what you have to do is you have to make sure that you're keeping the recipient in place. That if it was collected for the aniyayir, it still has to go to the aniyayir. So what does it mean? You're allowed to be mishane it. It means that even though the money was donated to the kupa or to the tamchoi in order to give the aniyim food, you could use that money instead to give them clothing or to give them shelter. In other words, avada, you have to keep giving this money to the intended recipient, to the aniyim of the ear. And what it means is that you're allowed to be mishana it mitzad the purpose that they're going to receive benefit from. If it was intended for food, so you could divert it and give it instead for clothing for these people. That's the shita of the Rimigash, and therefore it's not so drastic a shinoi that we're being mater. According to the Rimigash, if you want to be mishana it and take the money that was given for the aniyim and you want to use it for stama community project that has nothing to do with the tzorich aniyim, you want to use it for shemrei ha'ir, to protect the city, a general community need, that's Gezel Aniyim. According to the Rimigash, that would be Gezel Aniyim, and that Shinoi would be Osir. However, Rashi and Tosfos disagree with the Rimigash, and they hold that if you have money that was collected for Aniyim, it's Mutar L'Shanoisa, and you're allowed to use it for any public need. Why? The Ritva explains, and the other Rishonim explain, that the reason why it's not considered Gezel Aniyim, even if you use it for a tzorich that has nothing to do with the Aniyim, is because the donors, the people who initially gave the money for the Aniyim, they intend to rely on the das of the officials and the people who are going to distribute the money, And therefore, since they're relying on their discretion, the das is that you could be mishane it and give it even to tzrochim that have nothing to do with aniyim, stam tzorchei ha'ir. That's one Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ches, that the Gemara says that you're allowed to be mishane money that was given for the tzorich of aniyim. You're allowed to be mishane it for other tzrochim. According to the Megash, it means other tzrochim for the aniyim. You're allowed to give it for their clothing or for shelter. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, it means that you're allowed to even use it for other needs, bechlal, for stam community needs. And according to the Rishonim, the explanation is because the das of the menadvim is that they allow for such a thing, and therefore it's not considered gezlaniyim. There's a second Gemara in Erichin da Vavam Beis, and Tosfos asks that it seems to be a stira. Zok the Gemara in Erichin da Vav, Toner Abonon, Yisrael shehisnadev menoyra ner lebeis haknesses. If you have a yid that donated a ner or a menoyra to a shul, osr l'shanoisha, you're not allowed to change the use, you're not allowed to divert it to a different use. So Yisrael shehisnadev menoyra ner lebeis haknesses, osr l'shanoisha. Says the Gemara, sover abchia bar abba lememar loishno ledvar shus v'loishno ledvar mitzvah. Abchia bar abba thought that which we say that you're not allowed to be mishane, it means bein if it's for a dvar mitzvah, or if you're diverting it for a dvar rishos, it's not a mitzvah. In both cases, it's also l'shanoisai. Omer le Rav Ami, hachi Rav Yochanan, lo yishane ela l'dvar rishos. Says Rav Ami, no. B'shem Rav Yochanan, avada, when we say in the braisa that it's also to be mishane, when a yid donates a ner or a menorah to a shul, that only refers to a dvar rishos. However, if it's l'dvar mitzvah, it's mutter to be mishane the ner that was given to tzedakah, to the shul. Mid the omer of Ami, omer of Rabbi Yochanan, oivit kechom shesnadav menoyroi ner lebeis haknesses, ad shalei nishtaka shem baileho, osa l'shanoisa, mishishtaka b'shem baileho, mutter l'shanoisa. So the Gemara goes on to say as follows. The Gemara says that if it was given for the shul, the menorah and the ner, and it was given by yid, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to divert it and be mishane to give it for a dvar rishus. However, if it's being given for a dvar mitzvah, right away you're allowed to change it. However, says the Gemara, if it was given by a goy, then you're not allowed to change it even the dvar mitzvah, until nishtaka shem bailam imenu, until the name of the bailam is forgotten, no one remembers anymore the source of this menorah or this ner. Because if you want to change it to a dvar mitzvah and it was given by a goy and it wasn't nishtaka shem bailam, people still remember who donated it. The goy will be meichi, who'll object, and it'll be a chil Hashem. He'll be very upset at the shul for giving his ner or menorah that he donated away or changing its use, and therefore, If it's not nishtaka shem bailam, even if it's l'tzorich dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to change it. Masha ein kein. If it's l'dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to change it if a yid donated it, even immediately, even if it wasn't nishtaka shem bailam. When a goy donates it, if it's l'dvar mitzvah, you have to wait until it's nishtaka shem bailam, till no one remembers anymore who donated this, and then you could change it if it's l'dvar mitzvah. That is the Gemara. Now, what is the mashmois of this Gemara in Erichin da Vav? It's mashma that if, let's say, you have an object, a ner or a menorah, a very distinct object that someone donates to a shul, then if it's donated by a goy, you're not allowed to change it, even if it's l'dvar mitzvah. Kolzman, it's not nishtaka shem bailam. Kolzman, that people still remember who donated it, it's also to change it even l'dvar mitzvah, because he's going to object, he's going to be very upset. However, once it's nishtaka shem bailam, even if it's a distinct object that was donated, you're allowed to change it and use it for something else if it's l'dvar mitzvah. However, if a yid donates it, then any time it's l'dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to be mishane it, even if everyone remembers who donated it. That's the Gemara in Erichin da Vav, Amid Beis. Now the question is, the Gemara doesn't tell you what the halacha is by a dvar rishus if it was nishtaka shem bailam. The Gemara simply says that there's a chilek between nishtaka shem bailam if it's l'dvar mitzvah and a goy donated it. So you have to wait till it's nishtaka shem bailam. What about a case where a Yid donated, let's say, a ner or a menorah to a shul, and it's the shtak Hashem Bailim. It's a distinct object, but everyone forgets who the owner is who donated it. Can you now be mishanet for a dvar reshus? So Taisvis and Erichin, Divya Maskel Eleimas Mashma, that with respect to the Isser, by a dvar reshus, there is no chilik, whether it's nishtak Hashem Bailam or not, and you're not allowed to be mishanet for a dvar reshus if you have a menorah or ner donated by a Yid, even if it was nishtak Hashem Bailam. So Taisvis in Erichin is Mashma, that when it comes to changing a menorah or ner that was donated for a shul for a dvar reshus, it's also to do so, even if it was nishtak Hashem Bailam. However, many Rishonim disagree. And the Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Ches Halacha Vov, the other Rishonim, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Lamaisa in Reish Nun Tes, Siv Gimel, that there is, in fact, a chilek between Nishtak Hashem Bailam and not Nishtak Hashem Bailam when it comes to changing the Ner and the Menorah for a Dvar Rishus. And they hold that which we say, that it's also to be mishanet for a dvar reshus when a yid donates, let's say a ner or menorah to a shul, that's only if it's still not nishtak Hashem Bailam. However, if it was nishtak Hashem Bailam, then even if a yid donates something that's going to be used in the shul, such as a ner and a menorah, it could be changed even for a dvar reshus if it is nishtak Hashem Bailam. Now the reasoning is, says the Rosh, because we assume that the Menadev had in mind that he could use the item for whatever the Tzibur feels that it's necessary to use it for. And even if it's going to be changed for a Dvar Rishus, you're allowed to use it for a different purpose. Because Lamaisa, we trust the public officials, we trust the Bnei Ir to see fit, to see to it that the item that I donate to a shul is used to its full extent, to the best of its ability, and therefore, even if it's for a dvar shus, if it's the tzorcha ear or shemre ear, he can mishan it if it's nishtak Hashem Bailam. If it's not nishtak Hashem Bailam, he has a right to object. He's going to be moicha, and he has a right. But if it's nishtak Hashem Bailam, according to these rishonim, even if it's the dvar shus, you're allowed to switch it around. Now, Taisvis in Baba Basra Daf Ches asks a stira between these two gemaras. In fact, Taisvis, in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Rabbeinu Tam says that it's mutter to be mishanet l'chol mash yirtzu, and tzok Taisvis it's mashma, even l'dvar reshus. That means if money is collected for the aniyim, and you want to give it for stam, a community project, community need, you're allowed to be mishanet. That's the mashmois of the Braisa. Mutter l'shanet l'chol mash yirtzu. Frek Taisvis, how could Rabbeinu Tam say this, and how could the Gemara be mashma like that in Baba Basra? L'chayru, the Gemara in Erichin Davov is mashma not like that. The Gemara says that if you donate a menorah or a ner to a shul, it's osur to be mishanet for a dvar reshus. And over there, we're clearly assuming that the only heter that you have when a yid donates something to a shul is l'sarich mitzvah. So why over there is it mashma that dvar reshus it's osur, mashenkin over here, it's mashma that it's mutter? So we mentioned that some Rishonim understand that which the Gemara is being matter l'dvar reshus, that which the Gemara in Erichin is being oyser, if it's l'dvar reshus, is only kolzman that it's not nishtak Hashem Bailam, because then he has a right to object. But after it's nishtak Hashem Bailam, then even in mitzad the Gemara in Erichin, you're allowed to change it l'dvar reshus. Rabbeinu Tam has a different mahalach. Zok Rabbeinu Tam in Baba Basra, the difference is whether it's going to the Gabbai Tztoko or whether it's going to the Bnei Ha'ir. Who's in charge of the money that's collected for Tztoko? If it's the Bnei Ha'ir, says Taisvis, the premise is that the das of the menadev is that you could switch it around and do with it what you want. However, if it's donated to the Gabbai Tztoko, and the Gabbai Tztoko is appointed to be collecting on behalf of the Aniyim, the Gabbai Tztoko collects it for the Aniyim, and he's zoichen it for the Aniyim, and therefore it already belongs to Aniyim, and then you can't switch it around l'dvar reshus. That is the Shita of Tosfos, that it depends on whose collecting the money, who the money is going to. If it's the Bnei Ha'ir, like the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Bnei Ha'ir Alatim Yerushan L'chol Mashir Tu, that applies the heter even if it's Ledvar Shus, because we assume that the Olam gives it al das, that it can be switched around for any public need, since the Bnei Ha'ir are taking care of the Tzarchei Ha'ir. However, if it's being given to a Gabay Tzedaka, who is appointed specifically to be, basically collecting on behalf of the Aniyim, Mamela, if he collects the money for the Aniyim, the das is that they're going to give it specifically to the Aniyim, the Gaboyim, and in that case, they're not allowed to be Mishanit for Dvar Rishus. The Rosh, however, says that even if it's a Gabay Tzedakah that's collecting the money, if it's Lidvar Mitzvah, you could switch it around. And that's how the Shach brings down Lamaisa from any Paiskim, that if it's Lidvar Mitzvah, even if it's for a Gabay Tzedakah, we assume that the das of the menadiv is that it could be switched around for a dvar mitzvah, and it's only a dvar reshus that's aser. So it turns out that if it's the Bnei Ha'ir, the public officials, the city officials, they could switch it around l'chol mashir to even for a dvar reshus, according to Taisvis. However, when it comes to the Gaboy Tzedakah, they're not allowed to switch it around l'dvar reshus, but they're allowed to switch it around l'dvar mitzvah, because that's the das of the menadiv. That's what we assume was the intent of the people that donated the money to the tzedakah. So the Torah brings down this machlekes. According to Taisvis, if it's the Bnei Ha'ir that are collecting the money for a specific tzorech, even if it's for the aniyim, they're allowed to switch it around if they see fit, even for a dvar reshus, even for a stam community need. And the Rimigash disagrees, and the Rimigash holds that there's no such thing. Even if it's the Bnei Ha'ir, if it's collected for the aniyim, it has to go to the aniyim, and the only heter you have to switch it around is if you're switching it around for a different need of the aniyim. If it was collected for food, then you could switch it around for clothing. But more than that, you're not allowed to do. That's the machlekes. And there seems to be a stira in the Rosh, exactly how he holds that we should paskin the ma'isa. The Tur says, who's the son of the Rosh, that the basic hachra of the Rosh was that it depends on what type of collection is taking place. If it's a kupa and a tamchoy, in that case, the Rosh holds, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you could switch it around even for a Dvar Rishus. Why? Says the Rosh, Kupa and Tamchoy are things that are a Dover Kavua. It's a constant collection. It's a constant appointment that the Gaboy Tzedakah have, or the Bnei Ha'ir have, to get money for the Kupa and for the Tamchoy. And therefore, if let's say you switch it around for Tzorich Ha'ir one time, it's not such a big deal because you'll fill it up. You'll be mashlimit next week. Next week, you're anyways going to have the same distribution of the kupa and the tamchoy. So you'll make it up that which you took away from the tzorich of the aniyim this time. However, if let's say it's a one-time collection, a one-time distribution, in that case, the Rosh does not hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds that if money is collected for the aniyim, you're not allowed to be mishanet for a dvar reshus, because in that case, you're going to cause a loss to the aniyim, and we were chayshish for gezel aniyim. So according to the Rosh, it depends on whether it's a one-time collection or it's a constant collection. If it's a constant collection, you're allowed to be mishanet, even for a dvar reshus. If it's not a constant collection, you're not allowed to be mishanet for a dvar reshus. How do we paskin l'maisa? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Nun Tes, in Hilchot Tzedakah Yerideya, brings down these halachis in Seif Aleph, Seif Beis, and Seif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch basically tells us as follows. He tells us that when it comes to a Gabay Tzedakah, if he collects the money for the aniyim, he's not allowed to change it. Because when it comes to a Gabay Tzedakah, we assume that he's different than the Bnei Ha'ir, and we don't assume that necessarily the Menadvim give the money to the Gabay Tzedakah al das that he's going to stam switch it around for a Dvar Rishus. So he's not allowed to switch it around once he receives it. However, the Shach brings down from the Rosh and the Tur and Taisvis that even the Gabay Tzedakah is allowed to switch it for a different Dvar Mitzvah. It's only when it comes to Dvar Rishus that we aser on the Gabay from switching it around. When it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, we allow him to switch it around. That is the halacha with respect to a Gabay Tzedakah who collects money for Tzedakah. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis tells us that if the Tzibor, the Bnei Ha'ir, collect money, let's say, to build a shul, or for another Tzorich Mitzvah, the halacha is that you're allowed to switch it around. And that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And there seems to be a machlekes, Rishonim, that the Shach brings down, whether we say that since it's considered tashmish mitzvah, not tashmish kedusha, you could switch it around for anything, any dvar mitzvah, even if it's not something that is on a higher level, it's on a lower level, or only something that is, or even something that's not on a higher level. In other words, like this. We paskin, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, like Me'ikra Din, like the Rosh, who passes like Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to a Dover Kavua. If it's, let's say, a Kupa or a Tamchoy, we mentioned before that you could switch it around. If it's the Bnei Ho'ir that have collected it, you're allowed to switch it around, even if it's for a Dvar Rishos. But that is when it comes to a Dover Kavua, something that's a set collection, because as we mentioned before from the Rosh, you could just make it up if you switch it one time. Next time, you'll give it to the onion. And therefore, it's not such a gzela, it's not such a deficiency that you're causing for the onion, because anyways, you'll just make it up next time. Mashenken, if it's a one-time collection, the Rosh paskins, that Avada, even the Bnei Ha'ir who collect money, are not allowed to be mishana for a Dvar Rishos. So Mela says the Taz, that's why in Shulchan Aruch we assume that you're not allowed to switch it around for a Dvar Rishos if it's a one-time collection. However, that which we say that you're not allowed to switch it around if it's a one-time collection, says the Taz, that's only when it comes to switching it around for a Dvar Rishos, because then you're taking away from the Aniyim. But if, let's say, you're switching it around for a Dvar Mitzvah, we assume that the Das of the Menadvim is that you're allowed to switch it around even though it was earmarked for Aniyim, because the Maaseh is going for a Dvar Mitzvah. However, if it's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, there's a Machlik is showing him what type of Mitzvah you're allowed to switch it for. Do we say you're allowed to switch it only for a higher darga of mitzvah, because malim bekodesh ve'imay reading? That's the shita of some rishayim. And other rishayim, the Marami Rutenberg, other rishayim, the Shach brings down, holds that no. They hold that which we say that there's a din of malim bekodesh, they are only allowed to divert it for a higher degree of kedusha, that's only by tashmishe kedusha. But over here, we're not talking about tashmishe kedusha, we're talking about tashmishe mitzvah. For instance, something was donated to a shul, the shul not necessarily is a tashmishe kedusha, it's tashmishe mitzvah, and therefore we assume that you could switch it around for any mitzvah, even if it's a lower level of mitzvah. So again, the way we're paskening according to the Taz is that if it's a constant, it's a kupa and a tamchoy, then we would assume, like Rabbeinu Tam, they could switch it around for a Dvar Rishos. However, most collections that take place these days for tzedakah doesn't fit into this category. Rather, it's something that's a one-time thing, or it's an occasional collection. It's not a regular tamchoy and kupa. It's not a set thing by day and by week. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to switch it around l'dvar rishus, even if you're the Bnei Ha'ir. So if you're a Gabbai Tzedakah, anyways, you're not allowed to switch it around. As we mentioned, Mefurish and Taisvis, that Taisvis says that a Gabbai Tzedakah, the Das is that he's going to give it to the Aniyim. He's not allowed to switch it around. And that's a given. If it's a Gabbai Tzedakah that's collecting the money from Menadvim, he is not allowed to switch it around. However, when it comes to the Bnei Ha'ir, where Taisvis says there is a Heter, even when there is such a Heter, according to the Tur B'Shem, the Rosh, that heter only applies if it's a dover kavua, if it's a kupon a tamchoy, if it's a one-time collection, or it's a dover bimikre, it's an occasional collection, it's not something that's a constant. In that case, even the mekilim are machmir, and they say that you cannot divert it for a dvar rishos. However, the Rosh says that for a dvar mitzvah, you could. And the machlokes is what type of dvar mitzvah, whether it's dafka, dvar mitzvah that you're being Nis'ala, you're taka raising the level of Kedusha, you're elevating the level of Kedusha, or since we assume that it's only Tashmishe Mitzvah, it's not Tashmishe Kedusha, we assume that you could switch it for any Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's not raising the level of the Kedusha. So that is the basic rundown of the Halacha when it comes to diverting the money that was given for Tzedakah. And it turns out that if it's a regular collection that's taken place by a Gabbai Tzedakah, you're not allowed to switch it around. Because it's not the Bnei Ha'ir, it's the Gabbai Tzedakah. And even when it's the Bnei Ha'ir, if it's a Dover Shebe'et Kroi, it's not something that's a constant, a Dover Kovua, then again, you're not allowed to switch it around for a Dvar Shos, only for a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, Sif Gimel is the halacha in Erechin Davov, that a Yisrael, she is not of Nero, Menor, Lebeis HaKnesses, in Nishtak Hashem, by Leo, Meo Leo, she ain't in the cross, Hashemo, Yechil, Matzibu, Lashonais, Afilu, Dvarashos. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening, like the Mekilim, when it comes to being Mishanet for Dvarashos, the Ner, or the Menor, that was donated to a shul, if it was Nishtak Hashem, by Leo, Maleo. Kolzman, that it wasn't Nishtak Hashem, by Leo, you're not allowed to switch it around, even for Dvarashos, only for Dvar Mitzvah. But if it was Nishtak Hashem Bailam, then you're allowed to switch it around for a Dvar Shus. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch adds that if it was a guy who donated it, then even Ledvar Mitzvah calls man that it's not Nishtak Hashem Bailam, you're not allowed to switch it around, even if you're doing it for a Dvar Mitzvah. So if it comes to switching it around for a Dvar Shus, then calls man that it was not Nishtak Hashem Bailam, you're not allowed to switch it around for a Dvar Shus, even if Yisrael donated it. After was Nishtak Hashem by Leo, it's a machlekes Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, and he holds that you're allowed to switch it around even for a Dvar Shos after is Nishtak Hashem by Leo. However, if it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, then if a Yid donated it, you're allowed to switch it around even before it was Nishtak Hashem by Leo. And if it was a guy who donated it, you have to wait till it was Nishtak Hashem by Leo in order to switch it around, even if it's the Dvar Mitzvah.